Respected P. Chakovachan and my dearest beloved in Christ, greetings in the precious name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. For today's reading and meditation, the gospel portion is taken from the gospel according to Saint John, chapter 10, verses commencing from 11 through 18. That portion I have already read as today's gospel portion. So according to our church lectionary, today we observe as Hudos Itho. It is a Syriac word which means the feast of dedication of church and the renewal of our church. And along with that, we celebrate the unity of Marthoma Church, CSI and CNI Church. We observe the festival of unity within this church, among these three church. So by celebrating Hudos Itho, the feast of dedication or renewal of church every year, the church is expected to renew and rededicate itself as a community belong, as a community in this world, bearing the beacon of light to the society around which it fumbles in the darkness of evil. And it is the time to introspect whether we are able to commit ourselves fully to our calling or not. So during this time, we must realize that this is a time of introspection. And this is a time of renewal. And this is a time of rededication. So after that, from now on, the church starts its preparation towards the life of Jesus Christ. And we are calling this period as Annunciation period, because we are going to meditate the life of Jesus Christ. From this Hudos Itho, the renewal of church, we start to meditate the life of Jesus Christ, and we are entering into the Annunciation period. So this is a time of rededication and renewal and resubmission of our Christian life, the spiritual life before the Almighty God. So coming to the John's Gospel, we can see some portraits of Jesus. Simply we can say that some I am sayings told by Jesus. You have already known that. I am the bread of life, because he provides spiritual nourishment. And I am the light of the world, because it means Jesus brings spiritual enlightenment. And I am the door of the sheep, which means Jesus is the gateway to salvation. And I am the resurrection and the life, which means Jesus has the power over life and death. And Jesus told that I am the way, the truth, and the life, which means Jesus is the path to God. If you wanted to reach to the Almighty God, there is only one path, that is Lord Jesus Christ. And Jesus told that I am the true vine, which means Jesus illustrates our connection to him for spiritual growth. And today we are going to meditate about the last I am sayings, that is I am the good shepherd, which means Jesus cares for his followers. So today we are going to meditate about this particular portrait of Jesus. I am the good shepherd. It is noticeable that in the relationship between God and his people were considered in the Old Testament period as something similar to that of the shepherd and sheep.
relationship. That why the psalmist David wrote that, you know. What did he write? Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Psalms 23. Because in older times, in Old Testament times, the people were considered that, and it is noticeable that the relationship between God and his people are something similar to that shepherd and sheep. So based on Gospel according to John, chapter 10, verses commencing from 11 through 18, we are going to meditate the relationship between shepherd and sheep. So that will helpful for our spiritual journey and for the rededication and rejuvenation and recreation of our spiritual life. First, I would like to say some features, some peculiarities of shepherd, good shepherd. And second, I will share certain features of sheep too. And first of all, I am going to explore some important features of good shepherd. So good shepherd and sheep is a beautiful analogy which conveys so many spiritual meaning. When you meditate this analogy carefully, you can understand the meaning, various kinds of meanings in your Christian life. The first feature of good shepherd is sacrificial love. John chapter 10 verse 11, you can see that the good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. Chapter 10 verse 11, the good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The good shepherd willingly lays down his life for the sheep, not by compulsion, not by force. He is willingly lay down his life for the sheep. And there we can see there is a hired hand. He is not shepherd and does not own the sheep. So he sees the wolf coming, he abandons the sheep and runs away. But Jesus is the good shepherd. He laid down his life for the sheep. You know that when human being, they fell into the pit of sin, the only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, came to this world and he regained the whole human race through his atoning sacrifice on cross. If we ask to Jesus, how much do you love me? Then he will stretch his hand on the cross and he will die. Until the death on the cross, I loved you. And I regained your glory through this sacrifice. So we understand the real love and the sacrificial love of Jesus Christ. And you know that love is known as agape love. So as a family members, as husband and wife, as parents and children, we must reflect this life throughout our life. And we must sacrifice of our interest and our thoughts or our certain kinds of worldly pleasures for the well-being of others. We must reflect this sacrificial love throughout our actions, words, and deeds. So that's the first feature of the good shepherd, sacrificial love. He laid down his life for the sake of all humanity. We must reflect our life, that love, through our lives, through our words, and through our deeds. The second feature is that personal relationship. John's Gospel chapter 10, verse 14 and 15, we can see this personal relationship. I know my sheep, and sheep know me, just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. There is an intimate relationship between shepherd and sheep. And he is a knowing God. You know that Jesus Christ knew you before your birth, more than anybody else. That time you had no address, you had no degrees, you had no nothing, even a figure. But at the time, Jesus Christ loved you. So we can say that he is a knowing God. He is a knowing God. And are you trying to know this Jesus Christ? He always sought to maintain the relationship with him. And also, are you ready to maintain such a personal relationship with Jesus Christ? Would you like to meditate the word of God along with Jesus Christ to face the challenges in your life? Are you trying to find out some time in the midst of your busy schedule to meditate his word? Are you ready to pray to God? Are you ready to submit your all limitations in him and seek his guidance in your feeble life? It's a personal relationship. He always tries to maintain this relationship. I know my sheep and sheep know me. He is a knowing God. The third one, unity and inclusivity. Unity and inclusivity. In John's Gospel chapter 10 verse 16, we can see that I have other sheep that are not of this sheepfold. I must bring them also. They too will listen to my voice, and there shall be one flock and one shepherd. Jesus aims to bring all his sheep into one flock. It emphasizes unity. You know that the world has been broken into different fragments irrespective of caste, religion, and various kinds of interest. So when we examine our day-to-day or social life, we can see that there are so many divisions among us. So many divisions. We are creating certain kind of friendship circle, and we are also would like to deal with that particular persons only. And we don't try to break that barriers. What Jesus Christ, the aims of Jesus Christ, that to bring all his sheep into one flock. In this world, we can say that the nations are against nations, and religions are fighting against religions, and various kinds of divisions within the family and within the society, within the churches. The community has been divided into different fragments. We are thinking that we are independent people, but you are not independent people. You are social animals. Irrespective of all those kind of divisions, the aims of Jesus Christ that bring all the sheep into one flock. Islands are forming among our relationship. We must be aware about that. Islands. We would like to leave us island. But Jesus Christ aims to bring all his sheep into one flock. So as family members, we have to maintain unity. That's the aim of Jesus Christ. As church members, we have to maintain the unity. As a social being, we have to maintain that unity. That is the aim of our Lord Jesus Christ. Fourth one, divine mission. John chapter 10, verse 17 and 18, we can see that he has a redemptive mission. That's why he laid down his life and taking it up again. That was his mission. He laying down his life for taking it up again for the redemption of all humanity. And that was his divine mission. And Lord Jesus Christ commissioned you to continue his mission. He commissioned you as a father, as a mother, as a children, as a son, as a daughter, as a priest, as a believer, as a social animal. God empowered you, God appointed you to do various kinds of his mission. And he would like to continue his mission throughout the world through us. So are you ready to accept his mission? And he gave his life on the cross for what? To taking it up again. So if you are partaking the divine mission of the Almighty God, you can also do a wonderful ministry on this earth. Jesus Christ always inviting us to partake in his divine mission. The fifth one, unwavering commitment. That is the important feature of Good Shepherd, unwavering commitment. It is a contrast of hired hand and the Good Shepherd. Commitment to sheep is unwavering and selfless. I have already told you that hired hand is not a shepherd and does not own sheep. So he sees the wolf coming, he abandons the sheep and runs away. But the Good Shepherd commitment is unwavering. Unwavering commitment. Dear parents, are you showing your commitment in a fully manner towards your children? Are you trying to nurture your children in an effective manner? While we are partaking in various kinds of the deliberations and transactions and various kinds of the activities on this world to fulfill our own needs, are you ready to nurture your children while spending certain time along with them in through a fruitful way? Are you ready? God need our commitment. Not just a commitment, unwavering commitment. Difficulties may come, challenges may come. You will go through various kinds of the busy time. But in the midst of all those difficulties, are you trying to maintain such unwavering commitment? Husband and wife, they should maintain this commitment towards their children and within their family. Jesus Christ challenges us to maintain this unwavering commitment on this world, on this earth, to do his mission. So difficulties may come, but in the midst of that difficulties, we must maintain that commitment. He is our good shepherd. Let us follow his footsteps. And for the completion of this sermon, and I also would like to point out some features of sheep too. The first feature of sheep is dependence. So when I spend my time in Andhra Pradesh, I could see some features of the sheep too. Because there where I got opportunity to mingle with shepherd and sheep. You know, then I observe certain features. The first feature of the important peculiarity of the sheep is dependence. Dependence. Sheep depend on the shepherd for guidance, provision, and protection. Because sheep cannot lead an independent life. It always depends on shepherd for guidance, provision, and protection. This time, as sheep of the sheepfold of the Lord Jesus Christ, we realize that through this meditation that we cannot lead an independent life by depending our own self, wealth, and our own talents, knowledge. We are thinking that we are a great people. We are nothing. We have no eligibility. We have no merits. We are not worthy people to stand and to gain, experience his love and care on this earth. We are experiencing his grace only. We are surviving in this world by gaining his grace and power. We cannot lead a life while depending our own self. As sheep depend on shepherd, we realize that we also depend on Jesus Christ, on Almighty God. Lord, you are giving new days, new opportunities to us. And you are enlightening our hearts. And you are empowering us in our life situations. In the midst of disease, in the midst of weakness, in the midst of struggles, in the midst of various kinds of the tribulations we went through, you showered your mighty blessings upon us and empowered us. So we realize that we are not independent being. We cannot stand in this world while depending our own eligibility and our own talents. We are also a dependent creatures. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The second feature of sheep is vulnerability. What is that? Vulnerability. they are prone to wandering and getting lost without the shepherd guidance. There will be a chance of loss. And they have to wandering in various places. If the shepherd is not along with them, they are vulnerable creature, vulnerability. So we are also, we should also realize that we are vulnerable people. And we are sleeping day by day, and we don't know what is going to be happen. Our heart is beating, our blood is flowing, we are breathing, we are experiencing various kinds of his benevolences throughout our life situations. You realize that we are vulnerable people. Vulnerable people. The vulnerability, we should be aware about our vulnerability. നമ്മുടെ ബലഹീനത, നമ്മുടെ നിസാരത, the vulnerability. And realizing this vulnerability and obey his commands. And third one, you have no time, so I wanted to finish my sermon as early as possible. The third one, recognition. The next feature of sheep is recognition. Because the sheep respond to the voice of the shepherd. If the shepherd makes a voice, then the whole flock will realize that particular voice. And they will follow his footsteps. It is an interesting sight. And you go to the Andhra Pradesh, you can see like that. That's an amazing sight, you know. When he makes a sound, then the whole sheep will follow him. The sheep responds to the voice of the shepherd, highlighting their familiarity with them. Dearly beloved in Christ, are you realizing or recognizing Jesus Christ's voice in the midst of your busy schedule? How can you possible that? If you spend some time for personal meditations, prayer and family prayer, reading and meditate the word of God, Jesus Christ will talk to you day by day through different metaphors, through different ways, through different analogies. He will communicate to you in an effective manner. Through various kinds of the experience which you are going through, you can meditate his love and care. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So we must recognize our Jesus Christ. In some houses we can see that there's a wallpaper. Christ is the head of this house, the unseen guest at every meal, and silent listener to every conversation. So are you recognizing his voice? And you are saying that Christ is the head of this house, the unseen guest at every meal, and silent listener to every conversation. At the same time, you are involving various kinds of the activities, but you don't have time to recognize his voice. Introspect ourselves. Let re-examine ourselves. So we are living in a busy world. Are you hearing the voice? Are you hearing the voice of Jesus Christ? My humble suggestion, as church members and church family members, you try to conduct family prayers without any fail. That's needed more than this corporate worship, more than this public worship, more than this gathering. You have to conduct your family prayer without any fail. If you conduct that family prayer morning and evening, along with your family members, parents, children, the elders, all the members of your family members, you can do a meaningful life on this earth. My family prayer, along with my achayan and amma and my sister, that family prayer empowered me to dedicate my life, to submit my feeble hand into the able hands of the Lord, to do his ministry. I'm a womb-like creature. I have no eligibility to stand before you. I am not a worthy person. I am not a saint. But even though, as I am going through various kinds of the limitations in my life, I realize that my good shepherd will care me and protect me. He will empower me. That's why, dearly beloved, my humble request, You have to start family prayer if there is not. And the fourth one, sheep is a flock animal. That is a particular group of animal, flock animal. Flock animal is in bracket, you can see the unity. You can see that. They are not wandering by alone. They are always moving as a group, as a group. Flock animal. You realize that why we are gathering together? And so many people tell us we don't like to go to church. We don't try to maintain a social relationship. How can we lead a meaningful life on this earth without a gathering? Flock is a social animal. We are also a social animal. For that's why we are gathering together. We are sharing our feelings. We are remembering each other in our prayers. We are supporting each other and praying each other. Why? We are also a social animal. From sheep, we learned that we are also a social animal. We need such a social gathering and also fellowship. Fellowship. And the fifth one is trust. The sheep is always trusting the shepherd. And sheep they don't know where to move and what to eat. Day by day, he leads that particular flock to the pastures. And they don't know where to go and what to eat. But they are trusting in that shepherd. Hallelujah. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He knows everything what I am going to face. He knows everything what I am keeping in my mind. He knows everything what I am going through. He knows everything, the weakness and problems in my mind as well as in my body. He knows every itch and every disease and limitations which are hidden in my body. He knows me, so I am trusting in God. My little children, trusting us because we are their parents. So they don't know what to eat and what to wear. They are completely trusting us. Your little children also trusting you. They don't know what to wear and also what to eat. What we have to eat tomorrow. But they are completely trusting you. We are the children of God. We are saying that our Father in heaven. So we are the children of God. So we must trust the Almighty God. He will provide everything for us. He's an Ebenezer. He's an Emmanuel. And he will provide everything for us. Why you are worrying about certain things? There are some people, those who are praying to the Almighty God in the midst of their anxieties, worries. No need of any worries. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Our shepherd is a good shepherd. If we trust in him, he will guide us. Praise the Lord. The last thing, last peculiarity of the sheep is natural followers. Sheep and that flock is a natural follower. It's a group of natural followers. That is, you know, it's need not to be pushed. Need not be guided as by compulsion. Nirbandhich. Ingane illa pashuvineyum pothineyum allengil pashuvineyum erimeyum okke anengil ingane nadathanamengil poragil ingane thalli vidanam. പക്ഷെ ഷീപ്പിനെ നയിച്ചാൽ മതി. ഇഫ് യു ലീഡ് ദാറ്റ് പർട്ടിക്കുലർ ഫ്ലോക്ക് ദാറ്റ് വിൽ ഫോളോ അസ്. നാച്ചുറൽ ഫോളോവേഴ്സ് നോട്ട് ബൈ എനി കമ്പൽഷൻ, നോട്ട് ബൈ എനി ഫോഴ്സ്. സോ ആർ ദ ഷീപ്പ് ഓഫ് അവർ ഗുഡ് ഷെപ്പേർഡ്, യു ഷുഡ് ആക്ട് ആസ് എ നാച്ചുറൽ ഫോളോവേഴ്സ്. അച്ഛൻ പറഞ്ഞെന്ന് കരുതി പള്ളിയിൽ വരല്ലേ, മറ്റുള്ളവർ പറഞ്ഞെന്ന് കരുതി പ്രാർത്ഥിക്കരുത്. എല്ലാവരും കണ്ടാൽ എന്തോ പറയും, ഈ ആരാധനയ്ക്ക് പോയില്ലെങ്കിൽ. സം പീപ്പിൾ മേ തിങ്ക് ദാറ്റ് വി ആർ നോട്ട് ക്രിസ്ത്യൻസ്. യു ഡോണ്ട് തിങ്ക് സോ, ബിക്കോസ് യു ആർ എ നാച്ചുറൽ ഫോളോവർ. നിങ്ങളുടെ ഉള്ളിലുണ്ടായിരിക്കണം ഒരു ഇന്നേറ്റ് ഫോഴ്സ്, ഓക്കെ, ഇന്നർ ഫോഴ്സ് ടു മൂവ് ഫോർ, ഹൗ ടു മൂവ് ഫോർവേഡ്. ദാറ്റ് ഈസ് ദ പെക്യുലാരിറ്റി ഓഫ് ദി നാച്ചുറൽ ഫോളോവർ. ഇറ്റ്സ് നോട്ട് ബൈ കമ്പൽഷൻ, നോട്ട് ബൈ course, but that's our responsibility to follow his footsteps, Today, I explored certain features of Good Shepherd and features of sheep. We meditate. The shepherd is a good shepherd. His peculiarities are sacrificial love, personal relationship, unity and inclusivity, and divine mission, and he had an unwavering commitment. And as a sheep, we should have dependence, vulnerability. We realize that we are vulnerable people, and recognizing his voice. And we should realize that we are flock animals. We should maintain unity, and we should maintain trust in him. And we should realize that we are natural followers. May God bless you all.
Snehathinidaya Nameshuve Valiyum Satyavum Nee Matrame Nithyamam Jeevanum Deva Putra Nee Alladarumilla യേശു നാഥ ഞങ്ങൾക്കു നീയല്ല യേശു നാഥ നീയല്ല ആടുകൾക്ക ജീവൻ വേടിഞ്ഞതും പാവികൾക്കായി വാലഞ്ഞാലഞ്ഞതും പാടുകൾ പെട്ടതും കാന്നിയല്ല യേശു നാ ഞങ്ങൾക്കു നീയല്ല
Praise the Lord.
Yesu Nee Alladarumilla.
Now I request Mr. Wilson Jacob to lead us in prayer.